out on the circuit now for a start here. Still a lap away from a start, I believe. Cadets 9, brought to you by Ruiz Construction. Cadets 12, brought to you by InFlight ER. Great to have both those sponsors on board. Looking at the grid, and it's Darcy Boulding in the 15 cart on the pole. Ryan Pring in the 33. Cooper Allen's in the 19 with the 24P at the back of the field. Zachary Bates. Sebastian Ruiz in the 26. Carlin Phelan, another of the P-platers, in the 12. Henderson Les Light in the 57P. And Finley Allen in the 28. We'll start from the back of the field. So hopefully we'll get a start this time by. Looking for a start here as they come through the final corner. And we're racing. It's Finley Allen who gets left behind at the start. Cooper Allen gets the jump off the outside of the front row and leads them into turn number one. So Cooper Allen leading the way from Finley Allen. The 24P of Zachary Bates starts to back up now as the next group heads on through. So Sebastian Ruiz there in that 26 cart now. Look for the 15 of Darcy Boulding. Also to be in a good battle here. Across the line, it's the 19 cart of Cooper Allen who leads the way in the Cadet 12s class. So as they work through the dip and up onto the back straight, great battle at the front of the field. Continuing on, Darcy Boulding has the advantage over Sebastian Ruiz. Then it's back to Ryan Pring, Carlin Phelan and Henderson Les Light rounding out the field in the 33, 12 and 57. Across the line, the 19 and the 28. A nose to tail, that's Cooper Allen and Finley Allen. Third place now, Zachary Bates still doing a good job here. As it looks like Sebastian Ruiz may have missed the entry there. In fact, it was Darcy Boulding missing the entry of the S's that time. And that's going to allow Ruiz now to make his move on the outside, heading up the back straight, not close enough. And he'll fall back into position. So as the leaders come across to complete lap number 3, Cooper Allen and Finley Allen, they've changed places now. It's Finley Allen out in front. So Finley Allen ahead of Cooper Allen, Zachary Bates. Boulding still holding off Ruiz, who gets another good run through the S's. Ruiz, well, looking to try and set up through the dip and up onto the back straight now. As Ruiz working his way side by side. The kink, and Ruiz has made the pass round the entering into the top turns. So they're coming up onto the back of Zachary Bates, the 24 cart now. Zachary Bates in the Cadet 12 Rock class. That's the Bates Advanced driving cart. Ruiz goes to the outside into turn number one. Oh, tries to turn in. Now tries a crossover move. Just getting a bit messy here as Ruiz trying to make the move on Bates as they come up over the rise. As Sebastian Ruiz again trying to make the move at the end of the straight. Half race distance now completed as Finley Allen heads across the start finish line. Cooper Allen is back there in second place, just starting to lose some ground over the 28 cart. Ruiz again tried to stick the nose up the inside, coming through turns one and two, but can't make the pass on Bates now as Darcy Boulding just still trying to maintain his battle with Ruiz. This time Ruiz gets a better jump out of the dip and is through. So up into third place outright there. Running in different classes, of course. Sebastian Ruiz in the 9 Rock class. Darcy Boulding also in the 9 Rock class. The WAS Automotive class. So, as now Darcy Boulding having to deal with Zachary Bates. Further back in the field, Henderson Leslide is up into 6th position. Ryan Pring in the 33. That's Pring, I think. No, it's not. It is the 12 cart of Carlin Phelan. So the blue flag's being waved to him as the leaders now start to approach. Phelan was running in 8th position at the time, but I think he might have just been making a pass. Has now dropped back to the back of the field and will go a lap down to Finlay Allen, who comes up over the rise and makes the pass. So as this cadets race number 1, brought to you by Ruiz Construction and In-Flight ER, continues on. They are 8 laps completed now. As the leader is coming up onto the back of the 33, Ryan Pring. Finlay Allen making the pass on a Phelan. Sebastian Ruiz showing some good speed here in the 26 kart. His last lap was a 38.104, his fastest of the race. And in fact, a 38.104 is the fastest of all karts out on the circuit. Darcy Boulding on that last lap, a 39.331. That's his best lap in the WAS Automotive kart. White flag out now. The in-flight emergency room 28 of Finlay Allen leads the way as he heads through the S's now for the final time. He's coming up onto the back of the 57P, which is Henderson Leslie. So as they work their way up the back straight, the leader, Finlay Allen, opening up a 4-second advantage on that last lap, getting through the traffic much smoother than Cooper Allen was able to do, and that eventually has set up a comfortable race win. As Finlay Allen comes across the line, Cooper Allen will be home in second in the 19 in-flight ER kart. Then it's back to Sebastian Ruiz. Sebastian Ruiz just getting pipped for the fastest lap of the race on the last lap. Finlay Allen, the race winner, going through in a 38.015 on that last lap. Sebastian Ruiz, a 38.031 on his final lap. So very close in that battle of times there between those two drivers. But Finlay Allen takes the victory from Cooper Allen, Sebastian Ruiz, Zachary Bates, Darcy Boulding, Henderson Leslie. Then it was Ryan Pring and Carlin Phelan who round out the running order. So as we get set for restricted, Daniel Cataldi in the 86, James Ordish in the 17, Michael Simpson in the 77, Karen Edwards in the 47P, and Dion Pangolis, I expected to see out there, but he's not out there at the moment, the 53 card. So we'll get set for a start here. Cataldi, Ordish, Simpson, and Edwards. Cataldi, Ordish, in good formation now. Simpson and Edwards. Heat number 1 of restricted 125. About to get underway. We're green. Well, I heard the call on the radio saying racing, but then the call quickly came, no start, no start. So I'm not sure what the problem was there. So as they all make their way around once again. So as we get set, Cataldi, Ortiz, Simpson, Karen Edwards having their first race here at Canberra, so great to see them along. So in good formation now, heading down into the final turn, waiting for a start. This time we're racing. And away, Cataldi gets the jump off the start. Ortiz tries to go around the outside, but up from the second row, it's 77 of Simpson. Simpson, who trailed Ortiz into turn number one, was able to then cut up the inside and make the pass to go to the front of the field. So Simpson in the 77 leads the way. Simpson, a race leader. Behind him is the 86 of Cataldi. Then it's Ortiz and Edwards rounding out the running order. Oh, round goes Edwards. So, big spin there for Edwards, who gathers things back up going through the right-hander. As they head up the top of the circuit, Simpson's pulling away. It's a battle between Cataldi and Ortiz for second place. As they come across the start-finish line, Simpson a 35.558, Ortiz a 36.918, Cataldi a 37.907, and of course Edwards with that spin of 45.180. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, all starting to string out now. Simpson, Ortiz, Cataldi and Edwards. Across the line, and it's a 35.351. Fastest on the circuit is James Ortiz in the 17 cart, a 35.078. So that's the Canberra Kart Shed Esprit, cart number 17 of James Ortiz, who leads the way. Who's fastest on the circuit. It's Simpson in the 77, the Tony Kart, leading the race. Cataldi sits there in third. And we've lost Karen Edwards. So not sure where the 47 of Edwards came off the circuit, pulled in. So Karen Edwards pulled in off the circuit on lap number three. Now it looks like Cataldi having some problems here, just backing up quite noticeably. It's Simpson who leads the way. Michael Simpson in the 77. He got out to a 2.8 second lead for a while. As he comes across the line once again, it's a 2.1 second lead now as Ortiz sets a faster lap still, a 34.984 for James Ortiz. So as Ortiz is leading the way, for speed, it's Simpson at the front of the field in the 77 and Cataldi back there, a 36.196, his fastest lap. So it's just over 1.1 seconds off the pace of Ortiz, who's now really closing in on Simpson. The gap now, a 1.4 second margin. So Simpson, as we get well past half race distance, Simpson in the 77, leading, but Ortiz is on a charge. 34.984, the last lap for Ortiz, a 35.351 was the last lap for Simpson. As they come to the stripe once again, can Simpson respond to the speed of Ordish. No, he can't. And Ordish is still closing that gap up. 0.8 of a second now. Cataldi in third. And Edwards off the circuit after just two laps of racing. So your race leader is under some pressure now with Simpson and Ordish nose to tail with just the four laps remaining. Eight laps completed, four remain here in heat number one of a restricted 125. Three cart lengths the gap between Simpson and Ordish. Who Ordish now at the end of the back straight, looks up the inside, can't pull off the pass. And James Ordish putting Simpson under plenty of pressure, but Simpson with his experience will know how to make that cart wide. And even though Ordish has the speed, the rig it up cart will take a bit of time now to have to assess the situation to get past the Tony cart of Michael Simpson. Again, up over the rise, you can see the speed that Ordish is able to generate. Simpson now holds his line. Ordish nowhere to go. So Michael Simpson in the 77, leading the way. The 17 of Ordish now just matching the pace. Oh, contact there between Simpson and Ordish as they came out of the S's. As the leaders come down, white flag at the ready. Simpson still your leader. Ordish runs in second. So one lap. What can Ordish do? He's got the speed. But Simpson just putting the cart exactly where he needs it to defend his position. He's the leader. He can put the cart wherever he likes. Ordish up over the rise, gets a good run. Simpson just holds the outside of the racetrack. Ordish not getting enticed into the inside at the top turns. Ordish slows. So Simpson now has a lot more breathing space. And Simpson will take the checkered flag. Ordish home in second, and Cataldi will come home in third. Some great racing there in restricted 125. Heat number one. Up next, it's the juniors' turn here in this, the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Getting set for a start here in the Junior Max Performance category. It's Rowan Fripp and Jack Westcombe Casey. No start that time, as they were nose to tail. So, Fripp and Westcombe Casey side by side. As they get set, side by side now, Rowan Fripp and Jack Westcombe Casey. Fripp with the Rotax. We're racing. Even at the line, Fripp and Casey, it's the 75 of Fripp that's got the front spot. Westcombe Casey in the 88 as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight. So what we have here is we've got a Rotax engine on the cart of Rowan Fripp. The 88 has got an IAMI engine on, so it'll be interesting to see how the performance of these two carts compares head to head. Fripp with the advantage at the moment. That's the Alfredo Graphics and Designs Cosmic Card, number 75, that leads the way. Westcombe Casey in the Canberra Kart Shed, Junior Performance Category Kart. Looking at it, I think it's an Esprit. As they work their way into the pit turn once again. And across the line. So Rowan Fripp, who leads the way, a 34.202. Jack Westcombe Casey, a 34.192. So the two drivers reasonably closely matched up here with performance there. The gap is 0.4 of a second. Rowan Fripp in the front for the moment as they come across the line. This time it's a 34.073 for Rowan Fripp and a 34.057 for Jack Westcombe Casey. So Westcombe Casey just that slightly faster. Just slightly faster here. I'll see how that compares to the track position, because Rowan Fripp has it at the moment. 0.4 of a second as they head into turn number one. Fripp and Westcombe Casey. Westcombe Casey with the Shane Piper in race engines side pods. Of course, the Piper engine's very well known throughout the state. As Fripp, Westcombe Casey continue to run nose to tail. 33.8 to a 34 last time by. This time by, once again, a 33.9 for Westcombe Casey to a 34.04 for Fripp. So we see another case here in this race where the car in front is actually slower than the car behind, but track position is king, and Rowan Fripp at the moment just able to maintain his spot. Across the line once again, and Fripp now starting to go faster, a 33.983. For Westcombe Casey, a 33.960. Westcombe Casey closes in at the top circuit. Yep. As they're coming down the pit straight, Fripp gets away slightly. Oh, bit of a wiggle under brakes that time from Rowan Fripp in the 75. As they head down across the start-finish line to turn number one. 5 laps remaining. Through the S's, and this is where Westcombe Casey really has got the advantage here. He got a great run out of the S's, and now up this back straight, he closes in on Fripp hand over fist. And the gap, which was out to 3 cart lengths, closes down to less than a half of a cart length. Fripp and Westcombe Casey through the pit turn once again. Fripp, last lap, a 34.024. Westcombe Casey, a 33.922. This time, Westcombe Casey within a cart length up over the rise. Along the back straight now. He stays in the wheel tracks, realises he doesn't have the opportunity to overlap at that stage of the lap. As they come off the top turns now, Fripp with track position. Westcombe Casey, all the time, ranging up on the back of Fripp as they come down the hill once again. Rowan Fripp, a 34.06. Westcombe Casey, a 34.05. And this is where you really start to see the cart behind just ends up only being able to match the speed of the cart in front, even though he has been quicker throughout the race so far. 9 laps completed. heading up to complete lap number 10. It's Jack Rowan Fripp leading the way from Jack Westcombe Casey. As all, Westcombe Casey almost had a wheel in the dirt going down into the braking zone. He's starting to get fairly scraggly here as he gets up over the rise this time. His nose cone almost under the back bumper of Rowan Fripp as Westcombe Casey looking for a way through. But at this stage, the gap is maintained. What can Westcombe Casey do as they come towards the white flag? Fripp and Westcombe Casey. Oh, it was almost a chance there. Touch going across the start finish line. Fripp and Westcombe Casey nose to tail into the S's for the final time. And Westcombe Casey gets a great jump out of the S's. But Fripp managing to get some mid straight speed opens up that gap once again. Fripp out in front. Westcombe Casey in second. Around the top turns for the final time. Fripp holding on. He protects the line into the pit turn. Through the pit turn to the checkered flag. And Fripp will hold on for the win. Westcombe Casey, well, he tried hard but just couldn't get over the 75 card. Some great racing there in Junior Max and Junior Performance. Up next, Junior National here in the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Junior National racing underway. Heavies and lights are out there on the circuit. And it's Sean Shibuteri who leads the way in the 33 cart. Anthony Lofts in the 13, Cameron Ward's in the 56, Theodore Levains is in the 8, Taylor Chancellor in the 21, and Kristen Leslie is in the 17 cart. So Shibuteri leading, Ward working his way through, Levains in third place. Oh, gets a wheel onto the ripple strip there. And that got him out of shape, so he'll lose a bit of ground on this lap. The heavies, Taylor Chancellor and Kristen Leslie. Kristen Leslie sponsored Dad Incorporated. There's a few who have that sponsorship in the junior ranks across the country. As Sean Shibuteri heads into turn number one. Last lap, a 36.207 as a spin. And that's Cameron Ward who has spun. Just slow to kick it back up again. So Taylor Chancellor will get past Ward as well. So will Lofts. Anthony Lofts there in the 13 cart. Oh, just has lost a bit of speed. I'm not sure what's happened to Anthony Lofts here, but we've seen Leslie go past. So Lofts has fallen to the back of the field. Shibuteri now out in front by 2 seconds. His last lap, a 36.084. Levains is 36.689. That was his best lap of the race. Taylor Chancellor now into third position. Cameron Ward in fourth, but Ward has got that spot back down at the bottom of the circuit. So Ward back up to third. Chancellor in fourth. And then it's back to Leslie and Lofts. Lofts certainly struggling out there at the moment. Leader clicks off another lap. Shibuteri, 35.712. Levains, 36.377. Ward, 36.599. Chancellor, 38.056. Leslie, a 38.266. And Lofts, a 39.141, all setting their best laps of the race on that last lap. So Shibuteri goes faster again, a 35.570. Levains in second, a 36.449. The gap out to 3.6 seconds between first and second. Leader is 33 of Sean Shibuteri. Second is the 8 of Theodore Levains. Cameron Ward, after that spin, has recovered to third position in the 56 car. Taylor Chancellor is back there. In the 21, Kristen Leslie in the 17P, and Anthony Loss is in the 13 at the back end of the field. So Shibutari extending his lead every lap out to a 4.2 second advantage now. Levains, Ward, Chancellor, Leslie and Loss. And Loss cart just really struggling at the moment. That's the cart 13, the Rudds engineering cart. Well, be a bit of engineering need to be done on that cart to try and get it back up to speed. So two classes out there on the circuit, the Junior National Lights and Junior National Heavies, both running the KA100. That's the new regulations for 2015. Previously, these classes ran with a Yamaha engine, but now I think it's open to three engines in total in the junior ranks. The Iami, the Rock, and... and, of course, you can still, if you do have a Yamaha engine, or if you... were so inclined to get into karting, buy a kart with a Yamaha engine. They're certainly going to be a lot more affordable now as a lot of the more experienced drivers are moving up to the new technology. But at club level, the Yamaha engines are still eligible to run and get out there and go karting that way. White flag is out. Sean Shibutari is your leader in the 33 card. Levains, Ward, Chancellor, Leslie and Loss rounds out the running order as your leader in the 33 card now. Heads to the checkered flag and Shibutari takes the victory. Shibutari... fastest lap of the race on lap 10, a 35.367. Levains comes home 7.8 seconds behind Shibutari. Ward a further 9 seconds back after that spin. Then it's Chancellor, Leslie and Loss rounding out the running order. So it is tag 125s. Up next to conclude the first round of heats here in this fourth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Getting set for a start now in our fifth class of the morning, the Tag 125s. Lights and Heavy, Lachlan Chancellor in the 22 starts on the pole. John Wells in the 69 starts out of position 2. Macaulay Allen in the 96. Then it's Richard Druger in the 35. Jacob Fripp in the 75. Hutchesies in the 5 cart as they're underway. And Helter Skelter into turn number 1. Heavy's coming up now. Tainenther, Martin, Willoughby, McCabe, Williams and Jarks. All head down into turn 1 as well. So two distinct races out there on the circuit as the lights head to the top of the track. We've got two carts who have spun at the top of the circuit. That was mid-pack there, so wondering if it's Wells and Allen that might have been involved in that shenanigans. No, 22, Lachlan Chancellor comes across the line. So does Allen. Andrew Hutchinson, so it's Wells and Fripp by the looks of it. Wells and Fripp involved in that incident at the top of the circuit. In the heavies, it's Martin, Ether, McCabe, Jarks, Willoughby and Williams. So Danny Jarks now has the 33 of Willoughby. Try to get up beside him as they head up the back straight. It's Jarks and Willoughby battling it out now. Jarks, Willoughby side by side, and it opens the door up and allows Williams through as well. So Chancellor Allen Hutchinson up to third place as he works his way through the field. Druger back to fourth. Fripp with some work to do, as does Wells. Then it's back to Martin, who has a handy buffer over Ether, McCabe, Williams, Willoughby and Jarks. They're running order now as Ether is under some pressure. One card heading to pit lane. Didn't pick up the number on that card. It looks like it is Jacob Fripp. So Fripp pulls out of the circuit. As contact down into turn number one. Spinning cart. Oh, it can't be John Wells again, surely. But no, it's not. It is one of the leaders in this. Yeah, one of the leaders in the heavies battle. The Thea McGrath Photography cart 82 of Paul McCabe is the cart that's off, that's had the spin. So McCabe drops down to the back of that class's orders. Chancellor Allen Hutchinson. Allen closing in on the back of Chancellor now. As Chancellor under some pressure here into the pit turn. Oh, the wheel, left rear hiking itself as he goes through that pit turn now. Leader heads into turn number one. Allen right on his back bumper, and all the while Hutchinson closing in on him as well. Druger back there by himself in the 35. Wells trying to make up for that spin here on lap number one. Then it's Martin, Ether, bit of breathing room between those two. Back then to the 15 of Greg Williams, who's got Troy Willoughby trying to close in on him. McCabe has got back past Danny Jarks, who is at the tail end of the field. Leaders mixing it up now. Oh, contact at the front of the field. Hutchinson managing to avoid it, and he will take the lead of the race. So Allen and also Chancellor. So McCauley Allen and Lachlan Chancellor in the process of making the pass for the lead. And John Wells off the circuit again. He's thrown it off down there in turn number one. So plenty of action here at half race distance. James Hutchinson leading the way here in heat number one. Hutchinson, great result for him. He started in sixth position and is now leading. So great points here throughout the race. Cart 5 is your race leader. James Hutchinson has set the fastest lap of the race as well, a 32.650. So the Monaco of James Hutchinson leading the way from McCauley Allen, involved in that incident with Lachlan Chancellor, who has fallen down to fourth position behind Richard Droger. That is the 35 cart running in third position. Back then to Brendan Martin in fifth place on the racetrack. Under pressure now from Tane Ether in the 37 cart. So that is a class battle for the class lead in the tag 125 heavies. And Ether and right on the back bumper now of Martin as he swings wide, coming off the top turns, trying to make the pass for fifth place. Best battle on the circuit is the battle for fifth. It's Martin and Ether. Ether looking to try and cut up the inside. Just Martin not really swinging wide at all. And Ether just decided he was going to try and cut it in. So Danny Jarks about to go a lap down to your race leader in James Hutchinson. As this battle for the heavies continues on. The 14 of Martin leading Tane Ether in the 37. As they work their way across the start-finish line. 10 laps completed. And it looks like Martin has just held off the challenge from Ether. the 5 card of Hutchinson. So Hutcho across the start-finish line in cart number 5. Then you have the 43 of Danny Jarks, who's now one lap down. Macaulay Allen running in second position. Druga still in third as Chancellor is trying to close up that gap. Now Ether has made the pass on Martin. So Ether making the pass on Martin. Great work there in that heavies battle. Martin from Grenfell. As Hutchinson comes across the line and takes the victory. So James Hutchinson, last in class to first. Macaulay Allen comes home in second. Druga is in third. Fourth place is Lachlan Chancellor. The heavies battle continuing to the checkered flag. And Tane Ether will take fifth place over Brenton Martin. Then it's Greg Williams, Troy Willoughby, Paul McCabe, and Danny Jarks finishes in 10th. John Wells, well, he was off the circuit there at the end of the race down in turn number 1. And Jacob Fripp pulled off the track after two laps. Wells will drive it back. He'll fire that card up and drive it home after spinning off the circuit.